of, you know, creating, you know, carbon credits. But there is a huge complexity around those credit schemes. And in some ways, I don't necessarily think that the frameworks and the policies are set up properly yet for farmers to actually use those. And I would be a little bit hesitant about it, depending on where you wanted to go, specifically if you were a commodity producer.
So hesitant to encourage farmers to sign up to a carbon project?
Yes, at the moment, yep.
What has to change?
One of the things is that there is so much change happening at this at the moment. So there's a lot changing in the EU, there's a lot changing in the US, that market. You know, you have the state-based markets and then you obviously have the federal rules and things, so it's quite complicated. You really need to look at what are you trying to achieve if you want to go with carbon neutrality. Are you looking to achieve a niche product, or are you going to still stay as a commodity producer? Who are your markets that you're selling into, and what are they asking you to do? Because I think that really would determine what actions you take on this.
Colette Glazik there. She's a former wool grower and 2022 Nuffield Scholar, was speaking there with one of our Tasmanian colleagues, Larissa Smith. It's 12 minutes to one on the Country Hour, and Grain Producers Australia is asking farmers to share their spray records to help it build a case in support of paraquat. As part of its paraquat review, the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority is proposing to ban the application of the chemical via optical or camera spot spraying. Peter Arkell is the Interim Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia. He told Angus Furley, data from farmers will be important in shaping GPA's submission to the APVMA.
One area that grain producers on the ground have really expressed concern about relate to possible restrictions to optical spot technology or camera sprayers, which under the APVMA's proposals will be lost from the paraquat and dicot labels. So GPA is really just reaching out to growers, asking for those spray records from those optical spot technology systems like the John Deere See and Spray. And we'd really like growers to sort of forward those through to GPA so it can really build some of that into our submission to the APVMA.
Okay, so those spray records could demonstrate that a much smaller amount of chemical has been used overall in that spot spraying system rather than in a blanket spray?
Camera sprays have been really revolutionary for many grain farmers across Australia, particularly in those fallow spraying situations. And what we see on the ground and what our GPA members are telling us is that growers are really seeing only about sort of 5 to 10% of their paddock area treated when they're actually using these camera sprayers. Which really means the amount of chemical entering the farm environment is much lower than what the labels allow, which is obviously a good thing for farmers because they're saving money. It's a good thing for the environment because there's less chemical entering the environment. So we're really wanting these sort of direct records from these camera spraying systems as really that, you know, primary evidence to make the case to the APVMA that this optical spot technology is absolutely critical and is key to a sustainable farming future.
And the APVMA's proposed changes to paraquat, it's not proposing to ban the products, but it would put a whole lot of restrictions on their use. Do you know why it's particularly spot spraying of those chemicals would be banned, though?
Yeah, I think it comes as a consequence of the environmental risk assessments, and the labels for these products that are registered for spot spraying, they assume two things. They assume 30% of a fallow field is sprayed, and the rates for these spot sprays are actually up to three times higher than a normal spray. So if you're working from those assumptions that 30% of your paddock's treated at three times the rate, then all of a sudden it looks like a lot of chemical is going into that environment. But when you look at reality, where 5% of the paddock's treated and rates are sort of about halfway up what labels allow for these spot sprays, the reality is the chemical entering the environment is actually far less than a broadcast boom spray. So, you know, it's got a much better environmental risk profile, and that's really the message we're trying to get across here.
And I imagine that this specific spot spraying element will just be one part of GPA's overall submission?
Yeah, it certainly will. Look, it's a really, really important technology. Look, spot spraying is definitely a focus. The broadcast applications for paraquat products, particularly in fallows, are also critical here. We're really concerned the rates that the APVMA are proposing simply won't be effective on many farms across Australia. And paraquat's obviously critical as the alternate chemical to glyphosate. And they rely on each other ultimately to underpin no-till production. So there's a lot at stake here, and we're working really hard to just ensure the APVMA are using practical assumptions around their risk assessments so we can hopefully get back to a sensible place that allows these key tools to remain useful on Australian grain farms, but equally, you know, it continues to improve the sustainability of production.
Pete Arkell is the Interim Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia, speaking there with Angus Furley.